Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, as I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bama Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Now, JobKeeper Extension gives businesses extra time to recover from the economic impacts of COVID-19. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Eleanor Cassipides, CPA Australia's Tax Policy Advisor, on the line. Eleanor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. I believe you're based down in Melbourne, Victoria.
I am. Cold and windy Melbourne.
And locked up, of course, thanks to COVID-19 and thinking of you guys, a different world we're living in. The topic here today, Eleanor, JobKeeper Extension gives business extra time to recover from economic impacts of COVID-19. So, how you say, light at the end of the tunnel, thanks to the government.
That's right. So we were pleased when the Treasurer announced that JobKeeper would be extended. So it was due to end on the 27th of September. And we had told the government, you know, you've got to be careful because businesses are still recovering. Mm. So they've extended it now to the 28th of March 2021. But there are a few changes that businesses who are claiming JobKeeper should probably be aware of.
Okay. And what would that be?
Yep, so those changes, the rates have changed. So they will be declining. The government uses the word tapering. So what that means is you've got to divide your workers into those that work more than 20 hours a week and those that work less than 20 hours a week. And depending on which category they fall into, there'll be a reduction in the amount of JobKeeper that you get. Over two periods. So from the end of September to early January, if you're working more than 20 hours a week, your employee will get $1,200. If they're working less than 20 hours, it's $750. And then there's another change from January to March where you've got to retest and make sure you're still eligible, and the amounts will decrease again down to $1,000 for those that are working more than 20 hours a week and $650 for those that are working less than 20 hours a week. So it sounds a little bit complicated, but once you sort of work through how many hours your employees were working, and it's based on what they were, the hours they were doing back in Feb of 2020, and you've got your dates right, pretty much the other things haven't changed.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
The weekend's here, yeah, finally the working week's done. Gonna lay our head down and take it all out tonight, tonight, tonight. We're breaking loose, yeah, we're gonna have some fun. Cause we're hot divas, let loose on the town. Hot divas, we like to break it down. Hot divas. Rock and roll, party, party, hot all night long.
On your mom, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
It is with a heavy heart that Bummer Bipper Media 98.7 FM share the sad news that Aunty Evelyn Levi Lowa has peacefully passed away. Aunty Ev has been an integral part of the BBM family and dedicated more than 20 years of her life to community radio. Over the years as a radio host, she has presented various shows such as the National Torres Strait Hour, Black is Black, Brekkie Show, also host for National Talk Black, Walking in the Light, Sunday Morning Inspirational Program, where she continually spoke of God and carried his messages, and also hundreds and thousands of outdoor broadcasts, where she was a key broadcaster at majority of them. She was known for her ability to connect with a wide range of people, no matter who they were and where they were from. She'd have an engaging educational conversation. She was punctual, reliable, kind, and was always ready to have a cup of tea and cake if it was on offer. Her ability to find the best in people, make everyone feel welcome, and maintain a positive outlook in life was something to be admired. Aunty Ev used her voice to inspire younger generation and everyone she met on her journey. Aunty Ev was very witty, sharp, and delightful. She was iconic and everybody knew her wherever she went. She loved being a radio host, not because it was her job, but because it was her passion. The BBM airwaves will not be the same without her voice. The BBM family send their condolences and their love to Aunty Ev's family. We, the BBM family, will always love and respect you. Rest in peace, Aunty Ev. Strong in spirit. Love you dearly.
We are the majors of the land and sea. From the desert rose to
my name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
To Deadly, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, our text, 045-714-0550. If you're on the shy side, and our Facebook page as well, BBM, 98.7 FM. Across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, you mob. Now, reducing adult incarceration by at least 15% by 2031 is setting our sights too low, according to the Law Council of Australia, and needs more committed and ambitious action from government, says the Law Council President, Pauline Wright. And we have Pauline Wright on the line. Pauline, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Pauline?
I'm based on the central coast of New South Wales, Darkinjung country.
Okay, beautiful country, beautiful footprint. Look, thank you very much. Look, very important discussion here, reducing adult incarceration by at least 15% by 2031. Good figure, a good degree percent there, you reckon?
Look, I think the problem with it is it doesn't, it wouldn't achieve parity until 2093. So I just think it's a little bit unambitious.
Mm.
It's great to see targets on justice, out-of-home care and housing. That's long overdue. But it's just a bit of an unambitious target to achieve 15% by 2031.
So what do we need to do to bring those numbers down?
I think we need to set a bit of a more ambitious target so that we're looking at achieving parity by, you know, by 2025. Mm. Let's start looking at it in the next 5 years, not in the next 10 plus years.
So in regarding incarceration for First Nation people, there's a lot of work to be done in regard to, well, pre-sentencing, education, housing, all the above, yeah, employment. There's got to be a lot more work done to give people, like say, light at the end of the tunnel, inspiration for a good life, a better life, yes?
Absolutely right. I mean, there's got to be funding to ensure that programs are in place to make sure that people don't come in contact with the criminal justice system in the first place.
Yes.
Housing targets. You've got to have good housing in order to meet housing targets. You've got to have procurement programs in place to ensure that employment prospects are there for people. So you can't just have targets and not throw funding into it.
Yeah, it's a plan of attack, and in empowering the people is what I'm picking up. Yeah, we've got the solution to our problems as in First Nation people, and I think government needs to take on board to what our First Nation leaders are saying.
Absolutely, and that comes in the wake of the dismissal of the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
Yes,
and we, you know, we'd like to see government really embrace that and rethink its response to that statement from the heart, because it makes sense. It makes sense.
The slogan we run with, I mean, don't talk for us if you ain't going to talk to us, you know what I mean? And it falls on deaf ears, and we as First Nation people are sick of the lip service, you know? We've got to be at the table. It's got to be a robust conversation. And the old phrase, well done is better than well said.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we know that programs that actually do start with listening to the people who know, that is people in community, work. They do work. They work to make the whole of the society better. And it's to me a no-brainer to not be taking that advice and listening to the people who know.
Yeah, and then we also really need to look at some of the sentences in regard to incarceration. So there's got to be like a better way than just throwing people in jail.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at some of the programs that have worked in other communities. I mean, I'm in New South Wales, so I'm familiar with the Justice Reinvestment Program out in Bourke.
Mm.
It's been hugely successful because it's a wraparound kind of support system that takes people from every sector of the community.
Yes.
And helps them to talk to each other so that they can put into place diversion programs for people at risk,
yes,
children at risk in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And that then sets them up for life, for a life that is valuable and valued.
Well, the old adage, it takes a community to raise a child, you know, and then I suppose it puts a spin on the affirmation, we are all in this together, are we not?
That's right. And it targets then that over-representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids in out-of-home care. And that, because if you support the community to support the children, then they stay at home instead of being sent to out-of-home care. And we know that with out-of-home care comes disengagement with education and disengagement from employment and a really high representation in the criminal justice system, which is the worst case scenario.
Sure.
So we know.
Exactly. So repeating the conversation, open up the conversation, reducing adult incarceration by at least 15% by 2031 is setting the sights too low.
Yes, I do think it's too low. I think we should be trying to get to close that gap by 2025.
Yeah, 31. Too far down the track. Thank you very much for sharing with us, Pauline Wright. All the best to you. Stay safe and stay strong, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks very much, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there. Pauline Wright, her name is Law Council of Australia. She's the president of Law Council of Australia and justice targets and lack of action to raise the age of incarceration. Another topic we had there, but talking about reducing adult incarceration by at least 15% by 2031. Way, way, way down the track. That's 31 years from today, 15%, as she stated, setting the sights too low, according to her as the president of the Law Council of Australia. Needs more committed and ambitious action from government. And like I said, well done's better than well said. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yarn up with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. And we come from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, far north Queensland, tropical north. And that's BBM, Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM.
Island lady, flower in your hair. Island lady, no other can compare. Your sun-kissed smile makes it all worthwhile coming home to you. When you're not around, I feel let down and oh, so blue. Island lady, dancing cheek to cheek. Island lady, though it's just a week, strolling hand in hand down Parade Avenue. Under the tropic sky, you skip and you jump, then you turn around and say, I love you. Far away, island lady, far away and out of reach. And then I wake from this magic dream to touch you, to hold you, not so real as it seems. Island lady, island lady, I love you. Island lady, island lady, I love you.
A very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saying yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Monash Professor John Twaite, appointed to a prestigious Lancet COVID-19 Commission. Now, the Lancet COVID-19 Commission is an interdisciplinary initiative across the health sciences, businesses and finance and public policy. So on the line we have Professor John Twaite. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm pretty good, thanks. Although I'm stuck here in Melbourne.
You're stuck in Melbourne, that's why. Yeah, thank you. Thinking of you guys down there in regard to the isolation, second wave, COVID-19. Look, you've been appointed as to be part of the prestigious Lancet COVID-19 Commission. Give us a bit of background regarding the Lancet COVID-19 Commission and your job, the job at hand there, please.
Sure. This is a global commission which has been set up to accelerate solutions to the COVID-19 pandemic, the idea being that we have to look at the health issues, but also the jobs and economic issues and the impact on different communities around the world and come up with solutions to meet this huge challenge we've got. And the Commission has got experts from all around the world, experts in health, experts in economics, experts in government and business, and the proposal is that they'll put together advice for governments that will hopefully be implemented over the next 18 months.
So is it a team effort? And I think it's just adds to the so-called affirmation we've been living with. We are all in this together. So it's very important that we have a group of people, professionals at this sense, moving forward and looking for the so-called light at the end of the tunnel, yes?
That's right, and this commission has got people from all different parts of the world, from China, Asia, the US, Europe, Africa, and all of us are in this together, as you say. We're all facing this challenge.
Yes.
It's having different impacts in different countries, but we can certainly learn a lot from each other in what's worked and what hasn't, and that's the aim of this commission.
And Professor John, Professor in what field for yourself, please?
In sustainable development. So areas like water, climate change, social justice. Really what the institute that I chair, the Monash Sustainable Development Institute, does is bring all of these areas, a healthy economy, healthy society and a healthy environment together.
And look, your profession is needed more at this point in time in the world that we're living at the moment. Thanks to COVID-19. So, have we? When do you start progress, or have you met first? As in the Lancet COVID-19 Commission, have you guys had Zoom meetings? Have you started?
We have. We had two meetings, and I guess one of the few good things about the situation we're in is people are now realising how you can meet people from all around the world pretty easily via Zoom. And we'll be meeting regularly now over the next year, and we'll be putting out papers and recommendations, including recommendations to the UN General Assembly this September. We're going to break up into task groups, so there'll be groups on public health, groups on vaccines, groups on the social and humanitarian side, and groups on the economy. And those groups will be working with experts, academics, doctors in the field, and coming up with specific recommendations in each of those fields.
Could you tell us how many people are involved in regard to the Lancet COVID-19 Commission?
There's about 20 people on the commission, but each of those will then involve many, many people in preparing the papers and doing the work of the task forces. So I would suggest hundreds of people.
Sure, exactly, yeah.
Involved.
Between at the main table regarding the discussion and then go off into your different groups, as you alluded to, yes.
Exactly. And this is an area where all around the world people are putting in incredible effort. This is all being done as people are doing their ordinary jobs. Everyone who's on the commission is doing it on a voluntary basis. But
yes.
That's because we know that we have to use the best information from wherever it comes if we're going to meet this huge challenge.
So with a group of people for the Lands of COVID-19 Commission, where did this all come from, Professor John? Did it come from the UN itself, did it, regarding an idea, a concept, a group of people to head up this this attack on COVID-19, yeah?
It partly came from Professor Jeff Sachs, who's the chair of it, who, as I said, has previously been advisor to the Secretary-General of the UN.
Okay.
Is now one of the world's leading economists and based at Columbia University in New York. But it also is being supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, which is a major philanthropic foundation.
Yes.
And it's been organised and convened through The Lancet, which is a preeminent medical journal based in the UK.
Fantastic. So, look, there's a lot of work to be done, and there is a group, a fantastic group of people at the table, 20 and the hundreds there are under them. So, look, good luck with it all. Please do keep in touch and fight the good fight, is what we always say, and we are all in this together, Professor.
Absolutely, and it's good to talk to you, Trev.
Thank you very much. You take care. All the best. Stay warm. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Professor John Twaits pointed to prestigious Lancet COVID-19 Commission. So 20-odd people around the world, around the globe, very highly educated professional people in regard to the fight against the virus, COVID-19. It's under the umbrella of the Lancet COVID-19 Commission, which is an interdisciplinary initiative across the health, science, business, finance and public policy in regard to the fight against COVID-19. So very important conversation and look, very important task they have ahead of them. Look, we are all in this together, and we as constituents of the world across the globe need to do our bit regarding the so-called vaccine that's in place. The vaccine is the laws at the moment, the rules in staying 1.5 metres away from each other, practicing social distancing, washing hands constantly, staying at home if you need to, wearing masks, all that. But you got the Lancet COVID-19 Commission are working robust conversations and actions in regarding finding the vaccine for the virus, and also looking at how the economy is running globally and what we need to be doing in to support all humans on planet Earth. There is Have Your Say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, the deadly number 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Baller on Triffa Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Too deadly. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
The world go by, baby. I'm sitting at the cross. watching the world go by. Baby, I'm sitting by the crossroads. I'm watching the world go by. Got this gut rot feeling, baby.
Too Deadly. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. That was Crossroads or Yugle and jamming all the daily beats here on your daily program. First Nation Yarns Up Strong here on National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do utilise it. And like I said, we go across the nation thanks to NERS and a voice for our people, any topic you want to yarn about. We are still in COVID-19, so don't forget that, mob. We cannot be laxy-daisy, and we don't have a vaccine. The only vaccine we got is by the rules we need to abide by, and that is keeping social distancing, 1.5 metres, washing your hand constantly. If you don't need to go out of home, stay at home. If you are out and about, wear a mask or keep your distance, like I said, and we can get through this together. And the phrase they run with, of course, is we are all in this together. So we cannot be laxy-daisy, and we are all in the same boat. And thinking of the mob down there in Victoria, New South Wales, especially Victoria, shut down, and Queensland borders have been shut as well. And so it's the rules that apply, and people are sneaking through and just doing silly stuff. You're doing silly things. And you see a lot of stuff on Facebook and people arguing a point and adamant about, yes, I don't have to wear a mask, you can't tell me, it's not the law and what have you. I've always said that it's not about being right, it's about doing what's right. And need to do what's right. That's what I'm saying. But have your say. Tell us if you got anything, any thoughts about that. If you disagree, all ears here on National Talk Black. Give the Murray call, 1-800-422-416.
She sits in her corner, singing herself to sleep, wrapped in all of the promises that that no one seems to keep. She no longer cries to herself, no tears left to wash away. Just diaries of empty pages, feelings gone astray. But she will say,
till everything burns, while everyone screams, burning their lives, burning my dreams. All of this hate and all of this pain, I'll burn it all down as my anger rains, till everything burns.
Everything Burns with Anastasia. That's Ben Moody here on your daily program, National Talk Black. The time here in Far North Queensland, 11:44. Yarnum with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and their house down there at BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. Big shout out to BEMA Mob. Thank you very much, and thank you very much to NERS team as well, and allowing us to get this daily program across the airwaves, National Talk Black, voice for our people. Other news here, Chief Minister Michael Gunner has announced the Northern Territory border will remain closed for another 18 months at least. So Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner has revealed he will keep the state's border shut for at least another 18 months from Tuesday, and recruiting extra police to keep the barriers in place. Currently, anyone from coming from Sydney or Victoria must complete 2 weeks quarantine at their own expense if they want to enter the state, and everyone must fill in a border declaration pass. Mr. Gunner told ABC 24 the list of banned venues is more likely to increase than decrease, and 18 months was a conservative estimate for when the borders would be wide open again. We've got an indefinite ban on Victoria and Sydney keeps bubbling away to a point to I can't give you a date that would ever
private lift, he says. My advice to every Territorian, if you can stay here in the Territory, you're safe here, don't go. If you can cancel your Christmas holiday plans, stay here in Northern Territory. The Chief Minister said the state is recruiting extra police to keep a hard borders controls in place and extra health staff to keep to help with screening to the airport. Mr. Gunner said the decision to maintain hard borders was made to protect the state's vulnerable remote indigenous population. Territories, Territorians first. This is what I think. I need to do. I need to make sure some of the most vulnerable people in the world stay safe. He says, "I'm not taking risks here. Your life comes first. This is a territory first test. If you're as safe as you as us, you're welcome. If you're not, sorry, we're closed to you." And that's the information there from the Chief Minister, Northern Territory, Michael Gunner. Have your say, Jan Armstrong. Tell us how you're travelling at the moment in regarding COVID-19, work-wise. Tell us what's happening in your life, professionally or personally. All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. But you've got 13 minutes to do so. It's 11:47, sunny North Queensland. Jan with the Bully Run. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry with your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
How could I be so wrong so often? Fitting me for a coffin, maybe. Wish I had never seen this town. Where's my kindest angel? Can hear her from my jail cell. I know she'll never let me down. I thought I had some kind of faint hope. Now they won't let me find my way home. Miss Linda, won't you help me? I can't get her by myself. Why's the room keep spinning around? I had a realization. I'm in a police station. Nothing I say won't calm them down. Ooh.
Dan Salton there. Miss Linda here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. Jan Upstrong here with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station in Cairns, BBM, Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Talk Rugby League news. Anthony Seibold, paranoid to the back teeth over Kevin Walters' Broncos uprising. Broncos are in a bit of a slump at the moment, and Anthony Seibold's job is on the line. So the Broncos coach, Anthony Seibold, is paranoid to the back teeth over Maroons coach, Kevin Walters, who he believes has a huge uprising of support with the Brisbane top job under intense pressure. The problems at Red Hill only seem to be compounding as the Broncos' season from hell wanes into the back end of the year. Never mind a dismal 3 wins from 13 appearances this season, the drama in Brisbane has been wide-ranging, with their on-field performances perhaps the least of their concern. In the past week alone, club veteran Darius Boyd has walked away from the leadership group. Katoni Staggs was dragged into a publicised revenge porn scandal, of which he was cleared of any wrongdoing. And Tevita Pungai Jr. was stood down by a security breach involving bikies. Wrestlers 28-10 lost at the hand of Seibold's former club, South Sydney, on Friday, consigned the club to their 10th loss this season and dropping them from the 15th on the NRL ladder. And there's dramas there happening at the Broncos Leagues Club in regard to the head coach there. And does Kevin Walters, Maroon coach, does he take over? Have your say, Jan Upstrong. 6 minutes to go here on the daily program, National Talk Black. Jan with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Rolls by warrior reef and Dali shores. Wild winds batter the tiny isles. Seagulls pause to rest a while. To the fury of the storm is bent, and hungry is of the green torment. The sleepers foot to see what's more. Of Mabo's dance, born an island
Yeah, the Mill Sisters with their deadly track there, Mabo, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to Mob. Thank you very much for joining me. Murray, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. Abide by the rules, the only vaccine we got regarding the virus. So, yeah, big shout out to Mob. And we'll be yarning tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can check out our Facebook page, BBM987FM, and see all our podcasts, all our yarns, all our photos. And also, you can text through any information, any yarns, any queries you have, 045-714-0550. It is Trendy Trev signing off. Thank you very much, Mob, and yarn soon. Take care.